Tayo po ay nagpapatuloy sa ating sermon series na titled natin, Believe That You May Have Life, The Gospel According to John. Nandito na po tayo sa chapter 3 verses 16 to 21. Babasahin ko po sa English, which is yun po yung magiging sermon reference ko, English version. And I read, For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him. Whoever believes in Him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. That's the word of the Lord. I assume po na lahat tayo dito, alam na po natin ang John 3:16. Tama po ba? Sige, sample natin. I-recite natin ito without reading. For God, should not perish. Wow. Perfect. Perfect po. Isa po ito sa most popular na verse sa buong mundo. May isa pong American athlete na lalo pong pinasikat ng verse na ito during his football career, si Tim Tebow. Nakapaint po sa mukha niya yung John 3:16. Merong pong time noon na nag-champion yung team niya, and yung John 3:16 po ay naging most researched term sa Google that day. John 3:16. And according po sa statistics, by country, isa po ang Pilipinas sa list that loves this verse. Marami pong Pilipino, ito ang kanilang light verse na tinatawag. Top list po ang John 3:16. Kasi po it's so comforting pag binabasa natin. For God so loved the world. Who would not love John 3:16? Maybe, many of us po dito ngayon, we struggle po. Maybe because of over-familiarity po sa verse na ito, we lost the meaning. We lost yung amazement sa verse na ito. Naging parang pang-araw-araw na lang na, so casual na lang nating naririnig. Wala na tayong oh, wala na tayong wow. Wala nang ganung factor. Or maybe yung struggle natin to understand truly ang love ng Diyos because of our experiences sa buhay. Dahil there are lots of reasons po sa nangyayari sa buhay natin that we question, is God really loving? Paano nasabi ng Bible ng God? Ito yung sitwasyon kung is God really loving? Di po ba? Dumaan tayo sa season na ganon. Then paano ba natin minemeasure ang love ng Diyos? Ang hope and prayer ko po today, ma-refresh po tayo. Magkaroon tayo ng fresh eyes, ng fresh na ears, at ma-amaze muli tayo sa John 3:16. And marami po sa atin dito, I want us to truly understand yung love ng Diyos. Okay, nakintanta natin, how deep is the Father's love? Yun po ang hope and prayer ko today for us to truly understand para masabi natin, indeed, God so loved the world. Buksan niyo po yung Bible sa John 3 verses 16 to 21. To understand po ang book of John, we need to be reminded lagi po as we read ang book of John, what is the purpose ng book na ito? Sabi ni John sa John 20 verse 31, this were written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing in Him, you may have life in His name. The book of John is about salvation. It's about reconciliation sa ating Creator. And last week po, chapter 3, na-meet natin a man named Nicodemus. Nakita natin yung credentials ni Nicodemus. A very religious man, intellectual, well-respected, rich, with authority, who believe and obey the Bible, confident na he can enter heaven. And Nicodemus, as to yung dialogue niya kay Jesus, was devastated. All that he believed and stood for, all that he worked so hard to get into heaven, to be pleasing sa Panginoon, sabi ni Jesus, lahat yan insufficient. Lahat yan useless. You need to start all over again. So, devastated si Nicodemus. Sabi ni Jesus, unless you are born again, you cannot even see the kingdom of God. You must be a new creation, sabi ni Jesus. And paano naging possible yon? By Christ dying on the cross. By looking sa cross. Looking means believing. In-explain ni Jesus kay Nicodemus about salvation. Ano ang salvation na sinasabi ng Bible? Now, maybe the question is after nung dialogue na yon, why would Jesus, sabi kasi Jesus, I came from heaven, and the reason is so that I will be lifted up on the cross, crucifixion. Maybe the question is, why would Jesus, who came from heaven, bababa dito sa mundo and die on the cross? Why would God do that? And the answer is John 3:16. That's why we started, for God so loved the world. Because of God's love. That is the reason. And God's love is displayed in Jesus. And as Jesus said to Nicodemus, how you respond kay Jesus determines your eternity. Yan po yung main idea ng ating sermon. God's love is demonstrated in sending Jesus, and how we respond to Him decides ang ating eternity. Our decision matters. It decides our eternity. I divided po ang passage nito sa dalawang important truth sa passage na ito. One, the greatest love of all, verses 16 to 17, verses 18 to 21, the greatest decision of all. Tignan po natin yung point number one, the greatest love of all. Verse 16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Yung word po na for, the for God, is a word ng reason. Reason, bakit, yung tanong, bakit? It connects us to verses 14 to 15. For, sabi sa verse 14 to 15, Jesus must be lifted up. And Apostle John used that lifted up na imagery as crucifixion, dying on the cross. Jesus must. The word must is a strong word na sinasabi na it will surely happen. Hindi pwedeng hindi mangyari. That's the purpose na ginawa ng Diyos. Why? For God so loved the world. He must die. Ang death ni Jesus ay necessary. God's love is ultimately demonstrated sa death ni Jesus Christ. That's the point. Again, look at verse 16. For God so loved the world. Yung word na so or so much tells us ng idea na how great tong love na. How deep, how wide. Yung magnitude. Paano nasabi na so much ang love na ito? How can we measure ang love na ito? Look at verse 16 again. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. Tignan po natin two things sa verse na ito to understand clearly pa how great ang love ng Diyos. Unang-una, intindihin po natin, anong ibig sabihin ng world o mundo? Literally, ang ibig sabihin nito ang itong mundo. Or we can say, lahat ng tao. We might think na ganun po yung ibig sabihin, na parang, God, maaaring ganito. God sees something beautiful sa mundo na to for Him to love. After all, there are lots of reasons to admire sa mundo na to. A few months ago po, nag-travel kami mag-asawa. And wherever we go po, anumang bansa yung napuntahan namin, eto nasasabi ko, I love this place. I love tong bansa na to. I love yung mga historical places na puntahan namin, yung mga roads, yung mga ancient na infrastructures. I love the food. I love yung mga street music performers. I love the conversation and encounter ko sa iba't ibang tao. They seem nice people, lovable people. I love. Pero hindi po yung nag-ibig sabihin ito. Na God love the world because something is nice sa mga tao na to. Hindi po yun. Hindi yung sinasabi ng passage. Pero ito po reality. God created ng mundo and people, sabi ron, it was good before yung sin. Yung tinatawag na fall before the Genesis 3. When Adam and Eve decided to rebel against God, yung beautiful creation ng Diyos ay na-distort. Naging not good. Hindi na ito nag-ooperate according sa design ng Diyos. The intended design ng Diyos. And the Bible said, yung mundo and the system ng mundo na ito becomes evil. And yung all people, since the fall, or yung kasalanan ni Adam and Eve, ay naging rebellious. All people, without exception. No matter gaano man kaganda or worthy ang mundo na ito, gaano man ito ka-attractive that it may appear sa atin, ang mundo na ito is not worthy of God's love. That is clear. Hindi po yon ang reason. Even according to John, sabi sa 1 John 2, 15-17, the world is so wicked, the world is so evil that John commanded us na not to love the world and everything in it. One commentator said, God's love is so great, hindi dahil ang mundo is so big, but because the world is so bad. God loved the unlovable. Not worthy of God's love, and yet God extend that love. That's what makes love of God great. All of us, all humanity, is unworthy, undeserving sa love ng Diyos. No way we can earn or merit ang love na ito. No way. Yun po yung clear dito. Romans 3:11-12, God said, we all become worthless. None of us does good sa harapan ng Diyos, not even one. Hindi ako may sabi yun po nun. The Bible said, none of us does good sa harapan ng Diyos. John 3:16 po is not about how lovable we are. It's all about the great love of God. Look at verse 16 again. The ultimate measurement ng love ng Diyos is demonstrated in Jesus. Sabi doon, God gave His only Son. Gave. Ang salitang gave o binigay ay connected po sa verses 14 to 15. Remember Jesus said to Nicodemus? Nicodemus, I came from heaven, andito ako ngayon sa mundo, and I must be lifted up. I must die. The very purpose ng incarnation, the second person of the Trinity, is to die. To live and die. Necessary. Must happen. For the purpose that whoever believes in Him may have eternal life. So, parang ganito po yung John 3:16. For God so loved the evil, rebellious, God-haters, sinners, people sa mundo na to, like us, that He gave His only Son to die for God's enemy. Can you see how great that love? For us, it's unimaginable to really love yung enemy natin. Gustuhin man natin, pero deep inside of us, ang hirap gawin. That's what makes God's love so amazing. So ano ang purpose po ng God's love sending Jesus to the evil world? Last part ng John 3:16, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. Ang purpose na ito is to save rebellious people, to reconcile wicked sinners to God. Just like you and me. paano daw tayo magkakaroon ng eternal light or salvation? By what? Whoever believes. The word believe. Believe in what? Anong dapat nating paniwalaan? Believe in what? So many people believe in Jesus. Pero tanim mo, you believe in what? This is crucial sa passage na to for us to understand ang John 3:16. To understand what to believe that makes love, the love of God so great. Look back sa verse 14-15 again. And I read, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in Him, the Son of Man that lifted up, may have eternal life. Ginamit ni Jesus ang Old Testament story. God's people are dying dahil sa snake bites in Numbers chapter 21. And God provided a cure for them. Just look sa bronze serpent. Sabi ni Moses sa mga Israelite. Sabi ni Jesus, just like that, Nicodemus. Jesus must be crucified and whoever look or believe na ito lang ang makakapagligtas sa akin, you will have eternal life. Believe that Jesus Christ is the only way for you to be reconciled sa iyong Creator. Believe that ang finished work ni Christ, His life, death, and resurrection ay ang requirements ng Diyos for you to be right with Him. Believe in Jesus. Believe na you are dying just like the Israelites nung time. The Bible said, we are spiritually dead before God. It's just a matter of time that all of us will stand before God and face the ultimate judgment, the ultimate death. And right now, that lifted up is still present for us to look and escape that eternal death. The only way for us to live again is to look or believe, interchangeable po yan, look and believe in Jesus Christ. Sa kanyang redemptive work on the cross. Believe na we cannot save ourselves. Sabi ni Jesus, kay Nicodemus, and all of us, even your best effort, even the best version ng sarili mo, the nicest version ng sarili mo won't save you. You must see yourself as dying because of sin. Ang poison ng sin is inside of you na there's no way for you to remove that. Only by looking to Christ, only then you can be saved and have eternal life. Looking to Christ. Believe Christ that you should not perish and have eternal life. Ang word na perish simply means to die. Pero it doesn't mean po na lahat ng Christian ay hindi na mamamatay physically. All of us will die. People are destined to die once and after that face judgment. Hebrews 9:27. All people are destined to die once. That's a reality ng buhay ng tao. Another reality is you will stand before God in judgment. Ang perish dito is eternal perishing. Paano ko nasabi? Because it contrasts sa eternal life. Ang contrast ng eternal life is eternal death. Ito po ay same word na ginamit ni Jesus sa Matthew 10:28. Ang word na ginamit doon is the same Greek word, destroy. Ang sabi ni Jesus doon, fear God who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. That's perishing. Eternal perishing po is for all eternity. Lahat ng sin, yung rejection mo kay Kristo will be judged. And you, outside Christ, iharapin natin ang consequence na to. And ang eternal light naman is the opposite. It's a joyful fellowship sa Panginoon. Parang sinabi sa Psalm 16, in His presence is joy and pleasure forevermore, an ever-increasing joy. That's what God is offering sa gospel. And there will be no more sin, ang sinabi ng Panginoon. No more pain, no more death, we'll have eternal life. The quality of life is not just an everlasting we're floating in heaven, but an ever-increasing joy na hindi matatapos. Whatever joy na nakikita natin dito is way, way more than ang heaven. We'll have eternal life dito means now. Even now. It's a present available sa believer now. You can experience that now. Hindi po tayo naghihintay ng future now. The joy of fellowship with God is available now. The moment you trust Christ for salvation. That is the purpose of God's love demonstrated in Jesus. That's exactly rin ang sinabi ng verse 17. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him. So ang purpose ni Christ sa kanyang unang pagdating dito is to save, not to condemn. God demonstrated that love by sending Jesus. So, mission ni Jesus po ay salvation. Save and to reconcile wicked people like us sa ating glorious Creator God. John said in 1 John 4, 9-10, God sent Jesus so that we might live. Bakit? Because we were dead. Sino ang binibigyan ng buhay? Yung patay. We are considered dead sa harapan ng Diyos. Ephesians 2. He sent Jesus, same verse, to be the propitiation. No, technical yung propitiation na word, but it simply means na God sent Jesus to appease or absorb yung wrath ng Panginoon na dapat sa atin. He took that away from us and He absorbed that. That is propitiation. He took the wrath of God by Himself that we deserve. God initiated ang reconciliation. And it cost Him His only Son, Jesus. Ephesians 2, verses 4 to 5, sabi doon, because of God's great love, ano ginawa sa atin? He made us alive in Christ. As we understand yung mga verses na yan, we can understand how John, yung kanyang reaction sa 1 John 3, verse 1, masasabi rin natin na see what kind of love the Father has given us. Sa ibang translation is, what manner of love is this? That we should be called children of God. Ang greatest love of all is God's love demonstrated in sending Jesus to die for sinners like you and me. Para tayo magkaroon ng eternal life, ng forgiveness. Let me ask you, why are you following Jesus? What is the reason na you believe in Jesus? Maraming katuruan na when you follow Jesus, magiging maayos ang marriage mo. Maybe you're believing in Jesus dahil sa health, wealth, prosperity. Gusto mo ng maayos na trabaho. Mag-repent ka lang, believe in Jesus, everything will be okay. Maybe dahil sa guilt. You want ng comfort. You want ng relief sa guilt. Maybe dahil you fear ng hell. Who wants to go to hell? Or maybe gusto kasi makasama yung mga loved ones ko. Sila, na mommy, daddy, si Utol, mga anak ko. You want to be with them sa heaven. Yung mga friends mo. For whatever reason, as good as it is, if your reason is not ultimately God, probably you don't have the salvation that God offers. Maybe you're seeking yung benefits of Jesus and not exactly God. You just want ng benefits, ng byproduct. What are you seeking? The gospel is all about God. God is giving us Himself in the person of Jesus Christ. Ultimately po, ang salvation is to be with God. To be in the loving relationship with God. That is salvation. That is eternal life. Ito ang purpose. To be reconciled sa ating Creator. With joy and pleasure forevermore. Is that your reason you want Jesus? Ang mga Kristiyano po, we find joy and comfort sa hope kay Kristo. Na even sa hardship ng buhay sa mundo na to, even sa sickness, even sa pain and sorrow, even sa financial loss or crisis, even sa broken marriage, even sa cancer, sa anumang karamdaman, even death. Para sa atin, hindi na to primary concern. Just like Paul. To live is Christ, to die is gain. We understand na mundo na ito is a broken world. What do we expect? What can we expect dito? What can we hope sa mundo na ito? Ang joy natin is now, the eternal life, the forgiveness na meron tayo sa Diyos. Ang joy natin is now, rooted in Christ. Whatever my lot, it is well with my soul. Iyon po ang itsura nun. Whatever life brings sa akin dito sa mundo na ito, it is well with my soul. Hardship, lost, sorrow, pain, betrayal, whatever my lot, it is well with my soul. Kung nga familiar kayo sa kanta na yan, isa sa magandang sinabi niya rin, because my sin, not in part but the whole, is nailed to the cross and I bear it no more. That's the joy ng isang Kristiyano. Whatever your lot. I love yung ano, paano tayo magre-respond sa truth na ito. I love yung sinabi ni Arthur Pink sa kanyang book na The Sovereignty of God. Sabi niya, hindi obligasyon ng Diyos na iligtas tayo. Pero He loved us so much that He sacrificed His Son and yung such grace and love should melt our hearts. And say in adoring gratitude, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto Your name give glory. For Your mercy and Your truth's sake. That's the response. That's how tayo na-amaze at John 3:16. With adoring gratitude. Ito ay realization na all glory and praises sa Diyos. We have nothing to boast sa harapan ng Diyos. Yung contemplation, salvation ng Diyos ay dapat mag-result sa atin ng humility. Worship, gratitude. When was the last time na we truly contemplate sa ating salvation in that way? Na, wow, Panginoon, whatever na meron ako ngayon is better than I deserve. Because I deserve worse. If we have that mentality na lagi natin iniisip, I deserve worse. I think matutulungan tayo not to complain sa lahat ng bawat araw. Complain ka ng bagay nito. Because you deserve worse. You deserve the judgment. You deserve to die even now. But God's mercy sustaining you. It should humble us pag kinontemplate natin ang salvation ng Diyos. Do we have that worshipful heart when we sing? Now, when you sing yung hymn na, Amazing Love, how can it be that you, my God, should die for me? That's a glorious truth. And sometimes, kinakanta na lang natin yun na parang cliche, no? Na something to give us ng emotionals na ma-steer. Pero madalas, hirap mag-worship, right? Maybe dahil sa mga experience, dahil sa sorrow and challenges ng buhay na to. If you lost your job or financially na you're troubled, ang hirap mag-worship. Ipang marriage mo is in trouble or shaky, meron kang karamdaman, ipang prayer mo, napakatagal na parang hindi na pinapakinggan ng Diyos, hindi nangyayari, ang hirap mag-worship. Ang daming injustices na nangyayari sa'yo. Even sa office mo, you are betrayed. Death of loved ones. Ang hirap mag-worship. Those are real and valid reason na tayo ay maging malungkot. That's the natural emotion ng tao. But as a Christian, hindi po ito valid to question if God is truly loving. Kapag po natatanong natin yon, nalolost natin what exactly God did. He gave. It's not just simply gave. He gave for a reason to die for you. Contemplate on that. Sometimes when things are not going our way, kapag ang hirap ng buhay, we question yung Panginoon ng ganong klaseng question. But our theology should dictate ang ating buhay, how we think, how we, ano yung emotion natin, how yung way of life natin, decision making natin, should dictate from our theology what do we understand, what do we know about God. We say with Job, though he slay me, and yet, I will praise Him. Whatever ang mararanasin sa mundo na to, lahat ito ay temporary. There will be pain and sorrow and challenges and sickness, death sa buhay na to. Ang comfort po natin dito is the love of God in Jesus. Remember this. The Almighty God is our loving Father because of Jesus. As Jesus said, even the sparrow will not fall to the ground outside your Father's care. This is way ni Jesus na kinakomfort niya yung mga disciples niya. Okay, mag-alala. You know, even the sparrow, yung pinakamalit na ibon, and that time, walang bagay, walang halaga. Your Father in heaven care for them. No one will fall to the ground na mamamatay na even a sparrow outside the care ng Father. How much more ikaw? That's a comfort from Jesus sa kanyang mga disciples. And that's true for us as well. So, try to contemplate sa salvation mo. You will never question if God is loving. Sabi ni John Owen, the greatest sorrow and burden you can lay on the Father, the greatest unkindness you can do to Him is not to believe that He loves you. Kasi sinabi mo, hindi pa enough yung binigay mo si Jesus, no? I want more. Prove your love sa akin, Panginoon. That's an insult sa Panginoon. He gave the most precious na kayang ibigay sa'yo. Your greatest need. And yet, ito tayo. No, not enough. Whenever yung ganun ang attitude natin sa Diyos, talaga bang loving ka? Sabi dito, is the greatest sorrow and burden na binibigay natin sa Panginoon. Huwag nating i-measure yung love ng Diyos sa sitwasyon natin ngayon. Hindi po sa physical o sa material blessings, hindi yan sukatan ng love ng Diyos. Hindi ang emotional high and emotional low mo ang basihan kung talagang mahal ka ng Diyos. It's not about kung nararamdaman mo o hindi. The truth is truth, whether you feel it or not. Dahil ang emotion natin ay hindi ang basis ng love ng Diyos. The truth that God gave His Son for rebellious sinners like you and me, not just a gift, na simply a gift, but to die, to bring you from death to life, to His marvelous life. Try to contemplate that. You will read John 3:16 differently. Kahit basahin mo siya araw-araw. Be the love of God your comfort. God has given us so much in Christ Jesus. What else do you want? What else? Makita natin yung greatest love of all. Now, tingnan natin the greatest decision of all. Makinig kayo sa akin, this is important sa buhay mo ngayon. This is crucial. Ito ang pinakamahalagang desisyon na didesisyonan mo. O kung nagawa mo na, this is crucial sa buhay mo. Verse 18. Whoever believes in Him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. In the name of the only Son of God. Ang key word dito is ang word na believe. Three times po natin makikita yung word na believe. Ang una po is positive. Those who believe is not condemned. And then dalawang negative, does not believe. That is crucial. Three times. This is the key factor po sa lahat ng ito. Believe. Believing results po sa being not condemned, sabi sa first line. And not believing results to already condemned or condemnation. So balikan natin yung verse 16. John 3:16 does not mean that Jesus died for the whole world or for the whole people without exception. Na lahat ng tao ay maliligtas. Yan po yung katuruan ng universalism. Na parang ang death automatic will bring us to heaven. Iba po ba kahit makakita tayo ng mga sa Facebook o anumang kakilala nating namatay, rest in peace in heaven. Pero alam natin sarili natin, walang Kristo to, paano mapunta na heaven? Because that is the belief. Died Christ for the world, for everyone. So everyone will go to heaven. Hindi po yun ang sinasabi rito. No. Verse 16 clearly tells us na only those whosoever believe will receive that eternal life. And the other side ng coin, those who believe will have eternal life, and those who do not believe, what? Eternal death. Now back to verse 18. Whoever believes in Jesus is not condemned. What is the meaning ng condemn or condemnation? Condemnation po ginagamit to sa court of law. It's a word para sa justice. It's about judgment. To condemn means to judge a person to be guilty or liable siya sa punishment. That is condemnation. Verse 18 tells us na, those of us who trust Christ for salvation ay no longer under ng judgment. Yung phrase po na is not condemned, as you study po yung technicality ng phrase na yun, it tells us po na ito ay present and ongoing. Now, the moment you believe in Christ, ongoing sa life mo, never ka na magiging under ng condemnation ng Diyos. Wow! Kaya sinabi ko kanina, eternal life is merong aspect ng now. You have that eternal life aspect sa now. Hindi to something in the future lang na mangyayari. Right now, ang eternal life is the joy na fellowship sa ating Panginoon, reconciliation, and one day, that will be ultimately mangyayari. Right now. Mga kapatid, that exactly ang position natin sa Diyos. Right now, we are set free sa bondage ng sin, sa judgment ng Diyos. Paul said sa Romans 8 verse 1, those who are in Christ, ano daw? There is now no condemnation. There is now no. Therefore, that is a result. Therefore, dahil you are in Christ, mabalik kami chapter 6 ng Romans, because you died with Christ, no more condemnation. Mga kapatid, there will be seasons sa life natin as bilang Kristiyano. You will struggle to fight sin. And maaari mag-result ito sa guilt and doubt natin na, ewan ko, ba't ganito ako? Ba't ako nag-i-struggle pa rin? Hindi ko alam kung Kristiyano ako. That is good. Examine yourself. Pero the more we look sa ating inadequacy, the more we look sa ating weakness, the more tayo natatali sa sorrow ng guilt. Na parang ang dating na lang, ang kaligtasan natin nakadepende how we perform. Instead na look to Christ. Hindi po one time to look na, one time in your life, you look to Christ and you go on sa life mo. It's a continuous looking, setting your eyes on Jesus without letting it go, na makikita mo, that's my only hope sa life na to and the life to come. Hindi po one time event ng life mo. You look and you look somewhere else after all. You look to Christ by and by. You stay sa foot ng cross and embracing the cross, this is my only hope. That's how you look sa life na to. Don't look to yourself paulit-ulit, your weakness. Kakainin tayo ng ating guilt, ng sorrow. We doubt na parang hindi yata sapat o sufficient ang ginawa ni Kristo. Look by and by kay Christ. Let's take comfort po sa truth na ito. Those who are in Christ, right here, right now, I no longer under condemnation and just that is the comfort. That is the joy. Those who are in Christ, no comfort. Sometimes may tendency tayo. Binabalikan pa natin yung mga past sins natin. Yung guilt is killing yung joy ng ating salvation na binigay ni Kristo. Nasasabi pa natin, hindi ko alam kung kaya kong patawarin ang sarili ko sa nagawa ko. Mga kapatid, there is joy sa salvation. Believe na all your sins are forgiven. Hindi pa si Hang kung kaya mong patawarin sarili mo. What matters is, pinatawad ka ng Diyos and that's it. Rejoice in that. Don't tayo madala sa emotion natin. Madideceive tayo yan. What we feel right now is iba na what we feel bukas. But the truth of God now is the same truth bukas and magpakailanman. Hold on to that truth. When we look back sa past sin and magkaroon ka pa rin ng sorrow, inay-stop yung joy natin ng salvation. There is joy in Christ. Hindi po healthy sa isang Christian yun. It seems that we doubt that Christ truly paid ang ating sins in full. We need to understand we no longer stand sa court of law for eternal judgment sa Diyos. What God promised in the gospel is true. He takes away all your sins. He reconciled you to your Creator. Yan ang comfort na hawak ng bawat Kristiyano. Mga kapatid, we no longer fear yung eternal judgment. Ang fear natin should be replaced ng joyful anticipation ng promises ng Diyos in the gospel. Now look back to verse 18 again. Those who believe in Christ are freed from condemnation. But ano yung opposite? Whoever does not believe is condemned already. Why? Because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. Those who continue to reject or not believe is already under ng judgment, ng condemnation. Ang verse na to is telling us na even pa bago pa dumating si Christ, we are all in great need ng Savior. We are all ready by nature and by birth under ng judgment, ng curse ng Panginoon because of sin. Yan po yung natural state ng tao. And the only way to escape that is by believing, trusting, or faith, to put our faith. Faith in the name, sabi ron, in the name of Jesus. Pastor, what do you mean, the name of Jesus? Ang ibig sabihin ng believe in the name, sa Bible po, pagka sinabing name, hallowed be your name, sabi sa Lord's Prayer. What's the name? It pertains sa the whole being ng nire-refer na tao, sa Lord's Prayer, sa Diyos. Hallowed be, ang kabuuan mo, o Diyos, sa character, sa kanyang being, sa kanyang nature. That's trusting the name. Ang name na Jesus po ay galing sa Hebrew na name, Joshua. Jesus, Greek, Joshua, Hebrew. Ang ibig sabihin po nun ay Yahweh saves or the Lord saves. Yun po ibig sabihin ng Jesus or Joshua. Remember po sa Matthew 1:21, nagpakakita yung angel kay Joseph. Sabi niya, Joseph, name yung anak ni Mary, yung baby ni Mary, name him Jesus. Why? Binigay ng angel yung reason. For he will save his people from their sins. That exactly ang purpose ni Jesus. To save you and me from sins. Have you done that? Is that the reason you're following Jesus? Maybe you think na, I'm okay. I'm not so bad naman. Maybe hindi ka naman naniniwala sa judgment. Maybe you believe na ang Diyos mo ay God of love, mercy, Grace and I, iba ang Diyos ko. Ang Diyos ko ay God of love. Meron mga katuran, yung God of judgment and wrath, Old Testament yun, nasa New Testament na ako, all about love. That's wrong. Sabi ni late R.C. Sproul, the most brazen or blatant na lie of all is the lie people tell themselves. Ano yun? I have nothing to worry about from the wrath of God. My God is a God of love. Sabi ni R.C., if that is your thought, your God is an idol. A man-made, created God. Because God is a God of love, God of justice, and God is holy. He cannot simply let go of your sin. God must be punished. Paano nangyari yun? On the cross of Jesus Christ, where the love of God and the justice of God meet. God's justice ay nasatisfy sa death ni Christ. God's love ay napakita sa atin by sending His Jesus to die on the cross. Love of God, God's justice ay nakita sa cross. It's very clear po sa ating passage. Merong separation ng tao sa mundo. Either you are in Christ or outside Christ. Either you are condemned or not condemned. Wala pong third option. Wala pong neutral ground kay Jesus. Either you're in or you're out. Either you're saved or not saved. Remember yung sinabi ni Pontius Pilate sa Matthew 27 verse 22. Yun po yung most important question sa buhay ng bawat isa sa atin. Sabi ni Pontius Pilate, what shall I do then with Jesus who is called Christ? Ang magiging response natin kay Jesus is the greatest decision of all. Ito ay decision between life and death. Between meaningless existence and abundant life. Makikita natin yan si John. We cannot ignore si Jesus. Maybe you think that you are dismissing Him. No. Every day that I encounter with each other, you are making a decision. Even now, ignoring this message, ignoring a gospel, you already made a decision. You cannot ignore Jesus Christ. Divided lang sa dalawa ang tao. What you believe in Jesus and how you respond matters. What you believe in Jesus. Believe that He is God in the flesh, John chapter 1, who took the form of man, naging tao, John 1:14, to live a perfect obedience sa Diyos na we cannot even fulfill. Then He died to take the punishment, to take our sin. John 1:29, behold the Lamb of God to take the sin of the world. Ginawa niya the death that we deserve. Para we will no longer, whoever trusts Jesus will no longer deal with the judgment ng Diyos. And Jesus resurrected from the dead to secure and magkaroon tayo ng certain na forgiveness and acceptance sa Diyos. That's what you need to believe. That is what the Bible is calling us to believe. God is not giving us ng invitation. To repent and believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ is a command. Hindi to option for you. It's a command. Whenever you ignore ang command na ito, you are in sin. Sabi ng isang commentator, the damning sin, the ultimate sin, God will not forgive is the sin of refusing to trust His Son. That is the greatest insult one can offer to the Lord to say Him verbally or otherwise, I can't trust You. Now, how do we know na lahat ng tao who do not believe in Christ ay condemned already? Sabi ni John yun sa verse 18. Verse 19 give us ng proof. Sabi sa verse 19, and this is the judgment. The light has come into the world and people love darkness rather than the light because their works were evil. John is giving us ng explanation ng verse 18. The light has come into the world, and the light is Jesus. Makikita natin sa John 1:9. John again is using ng contrast, light and darkness. Darkness is the spiritual and moral darkness ng tao. What John is saying, if dumating si Kristo, and ang mundo na to is in darkness, na we are rejecting tong light na to. Because we are already under the curse ng sin. By birth, by nature. As a result ng fall ng Genesis 3. Kung ang tao ay hindi under ng judgment or curse, pupunta tayo sa light. Pero dahil hindi, dahil we are not, the light has come to the world, and people love darkness. We love darkness. We don't want to do anything sa light na to or Jesus na to by nature. Wala tayong inclination towards God. We don't want God. That is the reality. Because we are under ng curse. That curse, the same na inexplain ni Jesus kay Nicodemus. You cannot even see. You cannot enter. Something must change sa'yo, sabi ni Jesus. Paano? By new birth. Verses 1 to 15. God has to transform you from heart of stone to heart of flesh. Your heart must start beating before God. Dati, you're dead. That's what's saying. That's why ganito ang mundo. That's why all people by nature rejecting God, because we are under. We are condemned already. Look at verse 20. For everyone who does the wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his work should be exposed. To love sin and darkness is a symptom. Symptomas po ito ng judgment ng Diyos that already in us. Ayaw natin ng light dahil exposure. Sin brings shame. Isa rin po yan sa result. Ang sin brings ng fear, terror, ng shame. We hide. We want to stay sa darkness. Alam niyo yun, yung parang ang tagal mong nasa room na totally black, ano? Ilang oras ka tulog, ano? Biglang nabuhay, napakaliw. Ang sakit sa mata po, ano? Parang ganun po yun. Iyan ang kalagayan natin. All our life, we are in darkness. And biglang the light shine. We hate the light. We want to stay in darkness. Iyan din po yung response ni Adam and Eve sa Genesis 3. When they sinned against God, tumakbo sila palayo sa Diyos. Nagtago sila. They tried to cover themselves with fig leaves. Hindi sila pumunta sa Diyos. Ito reality natin. Just like yung sinabi ni Whitfield sa naging kasalanan ni Adam and Eve, sabi ron, they don't flee to God. They become dead to God, earthly, sensual, devilish. Instead to cry na lumapit tayo sa Diyos for mercy, they try to cover ang sarili nila with the fig leaves. Ang sabi niya, this is a lively representation of all natural man. We see that we are naked, in some measure confess it, but instead of looking up to God for help, we patch up ng self-righteousness on our own. Kagaya ng ginawa ng ating first parents. Hoping to cover our nakedness by that. And sabi ni Whitfield, our righteousness will not stand the severity of God's judgment. It will do us no more service than the fig leaves did Adam and Eve. That is none at all. You need Savior. You need Jesus. Mga kapatid, ito ang picture natin without Christ. Running away from God, all our life, but Christ found you. Christ found us. Kagaya ng sinabi ng Luke 19:10, He came to seek the lost. Yun po tayo. We were never sa life natin ang naging seeker. We remain lost all our life until Jesus found us. God is the seeker. We are not. That's the truth ng sinabi ng Bible. All people, including you and me, by nature, by birth, already condemned, running away from God. And the dividing line sa condemnation and salvation is faith in Jesus. Dividing line between eternal death and eternal life is faith in Jesus. That is the greatest decision of all sa buhay mo ngayon.
right now, you have that burden. Whether you ignore it or dismiss it, you have that burden sa heart mo. If you have not decided anong gagawin mo kay Kristo, you already made the judgment sa sarili mo. Be clear. Do it now. Believe that there's no way for you na makaalis sa judgment, an ultimate judgment. Believe na only by looking sa cross ni Christ, believing sa finished work ni Christ, no matter how simple or how weird, bakit cross, bakit death? No matter how weird ang way na ito, what you need to believe, this is what God provides as a way of salvation. The cross, the judgment. Kagaya ng kinwento ni Jesus kay Nicodemus. Kinagat sila ng serpent and ang solution is serpent then, looking sa serpent. Looking sa judgment ng Diyos dahil sa sin ng mga Israelites. Ang sabi ni Jesus, ito rin, ang judgment ng sin is that look sa judgment ng Diyos sa cross. That's the only way that you can live. Trust Jesus now and you will be saved. Again, ito po ay command, not an invitation. Think about it. God is calling you to Himself, calling you to loving relationship, calling you to come to Him through Jesus Christ. Huwag po natin i-harden ang heart natin. Following Christ is the greatest decision sa buhay mo. It will change your life now and for all eternity. And now, ang evidence naman ng those who believe ay not condemned, sabi sa verse 21. But whoever does what is true comes to the light so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. Those who are not condemned are those who come to Jesus. Yun sinabi ron. This, again, this is explanation ng sinabi sa verse 18. Notice po yung last part. His works have been carried out in God. Carried out in God means those who believe ay dependence sa Diyos. The work ng Holy Spirit. It's all over the Bible, the New Testament. Apart from the Holy Spirit, we will never believe in Jesus. Verse 1 to 15. Apart from the Holy Spirit, we can never be born again. Apart from the Holy Spirit, you will remain blind na hindi mo makikita yung solution sa yung sorrow, sa yung sin. And the moment that the Holy Spirit works in you, open your eyes, makikita mo yung darkness ng yung sin and yung beauty ng cross na sinabi mo, purihin ka, O Diyos. You gave your Son to remove me from this darkness. That's the work ng Panginoon sa buhay natin. It was made possible, lahat from the beginning start made possible by the death of Jesus, by the giving of the Son to die in behalf of His people. As you analyze po, from start to completion ng salvation is initiated by God, by the work of God, accomplished by God for the glory of God. Mga kapatid, let me give you anong dapat natin maging response sa passage na ito. Should increase your worship. Inform your worship. Be amazed sa grace and love ng Diyos. Every day, you deserve worse. Be amazed sa love ng Diyos. Be amazed bakit nandito ka pa ngayon. Why you still have this faith? Why you still believe? God can simply leave you sa kasalanan mo, looking back your past. Pwede na matay ka na sa kasalanan mo noon. But it's the grace of God that you are persevering because it's sure, it's a sign na your work is carried out in God, that God is working in you. Don't think highly sa sarili mo as you contemplate dito. Grow in humility, knowing na we deserve worse. Don't think highly. We are not better than others. We are all in the same boat until Christ removes us from there. Same as sinabi ni Paul sa Titus 3. Be ready for every good work. Show kindness. Sabi sa verse 3 ng chapter 3, you, dati ka, ganun ka rin kagaya nila. You are not better than them. Don't be arrogant. I'm a Christian. Mga sinful na tao na to. No. Wala tayong pinag-iba sa Pharisee. Sa Luke 18.
Panginoon, buti na lang hindi ako kagaya nito. Nagpa-fast ako, nagpa-pray ako. At sabi doon, yung tax collector beating his breast, Panginoon, have mercy on me. I have sinned. At sabi doon, pareho sila mo eh. And that tax collector, yung sinners, pinatawad ng Diyos. Pure arrogant sa harapan ng Diyos. Arrogant before tax sa men. Maybe hindi mo naintindihan ang salvation. Hindi mo naintindihan ang love ng Panginoon. God gave His love to those undeserving. If you think you deserve heaven, that's a good sign that you are not going to heaven. The love of God is a humbling truth. We receive God's love because, not because we earn it. Walang boasting sa salvation. Walang room for human pride. Let's extend po yan dito sa church. Let's be quick to forgive. Be quick to reconcile. Nothing to boast. We are all undeserving and unlovable. None of us is better than others. I encourage everyone, let's walk in humility and reverence sa Diyos sa araw-araw. And in everything, give thanks. Be grateful what you have right now. Let's pray. Father, thank you for blessing us in and through Jesus Christ. Thank you for giving us the greatest love of all, Jesus Christ, who died for us sinners to be reconciled to you. Nawa, ang aming salvation humbles us.